Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Keep on singing and keep sinning. I don't want to live for you and not see you in the end. I don't want to know your name. You not know much before I get to the gate. Please hold. Before I get to the gate, please hold me close. Don't let me go. Hold me close. Oh, wrap me in your arms. Yes, Lord, in your loving arms. Tell me that you love me. Tell me that. Whatever you do, Lord, don't let me go. Hold me close. God, I will stay by your side. Hold me close.
Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters and leaders in the kingdom and warriors of the kingdom. God bless you this afternoon. This is a special time for us where we come together to lift up our Savior, Jesus Christ, and present to him our petitions this afternoon. I am so happy to be a part of this group. Amen. And we thank the Lord for our administrator and especially our overseer who has provided this platform for us to come together and lift up the Lord and give him our petitions today. We want you all to pray with us and for us as we go forth in prayer today. And remember, your words have power. You can speak to those things that are not as though they were, because greater is he that's in thee than he that's in the world. And I thank the intercessors that are going to be praying today. Amen. Standing in the gap with us and for us. We say, God bless you as we go forth.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you for today, Father. We thank you for the word which will be coming to you out of Luke 10, 17. Oh. Hallelujah. The 72 messengers returned. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned. Revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father. And no one knows who the Father is except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father, for your word today. We thank you for revealing yourself unto us today. We thank you for coming for our sound on today, Father God, as we lift up your name. Glory be to God. We lift up your name. Hallelujah. We have a praise in our belly, Father God. We have a worship in our belly unto you. Glory be to God. Thank you for coming for our sound. Father God, I have a song in my belly that I want to share, and you just sing along with me and lift them up higher than anything. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. Just say the name. That's all you got to do. So precious. No other name we know. I know you know the song. Say the name. Glory, hallelujah. Of Jesus. Say the name. Of Jesus. Just say the name. Hallelujah. Of Jesus. Hallelujah. No other name we know. Hallelujah. It can calm our fears, dry our tears, and wipe everything away. Bless you, prophet. Hallelujah. When you don't know what else to say. Hallelujah. When you don't know what else to pray. Hallelujah. Say the name. Hallelujah. We say your name, Jesus, loud and clear. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Clear the atmosphere for us today, Father God. We know you're here. We come to you, Father God, knowing, hallelujah, that we can release everything that's trying to oppress and depress us, everything that's trying to hold us down, anything that's trying to hold us back. We say the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We know you're there. We know, hallelujah, the power of the Lord. Glory be to God. We have history with you, Father God. We've seen you work. Hallelujah. We say your name. It's a wow. Glory be to God. It's so awesome. Hallelujah. We take time to usher you in, to woo you, Father God, as you have wooed us so many times, especially early in the mornings when you call our name. Hallelujah. You court us. Yes, Lord. You court us. Glory be to God. And we thank you for courting us. Glory be to God. Write that down. You court us. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father, for clearing the atmosphere. For surely you are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. We call it on your name today, Father God. You are Jehovah Shammah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. The Lord, you are present. Hallelujah. You are present, Father God. We thank you for being present. You called us to be here in this very hour, and we're present. You have called your spirit, and we are now on one accord, Father God, seeking your face like never before. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are right now, God. You are present. And we're glad about it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, you sit high and see everything low. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank you for sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us on this afternoon, Father God. In the name of Jesus, you are the Lord of hosts. You said, Father God, in Matthew, glory be to God, 18:18, you told us, Hadea Moha, yea, Lord of the Rasikia, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we, hallelujah, loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So we bind now any power that's still trying to spoil this day, that's still trying to attempt to spoil this day to this very second lot. Lord Jesus, we know you are with us. We come to you, Father God, humbly saying, we decree and declare, reject progress diverters. Anything that's trying to divert our progress on today, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. And in that, Father God, we come to you repentant. Repentant.
Yes,
if there's anything in us that's causing these diversions because of things we've said, things we've done, we ask you to forgive us for it, Father God. Hallelujah. Let the power that enabled Joseph to stand against sin. Hallelujah. To stand against sin in a strange land. Possess us now. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. We bind any powers that will affect us or confront us, Father God. Hallelujah. That will try to come against the righteousness that takes place inside of us, Father God. Because we have a relationship with you. So we bind the power that enables, hallelujah, that enables Joseph. We call the power.
Mm-hmm.
We call the power that enables, gave Joseph the strength to stand and run from that sin, turn from evil. Not to speak with that woman, not to speak with that man.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
Be to God. Anything to try to come against our walk in you, glory be to God. We're coming to you with it, Father, and we lay it down. Any sexual sin, any lies, any deceit, any hatred, hallelujah, any backbiting, any stealing, any killing, by deed and by mouth, hallelujah. Any negative words that's been spoken out of your mouth of these people, even myself, I repent. We all repent. We come to you, Father God, not faking and being phony. Not with no jive, glory be to God. We coming to you, Lord, and let you say, hey, Father, here we are. broken, naked. And wherever chain is, Lord, we ask you, cover us. Cover us. Cover us, Father God. In the name of Jesus. You spoke to us to get up under the things, hallelujah, and get rid of the things, hallelujah. Get up under it, stand up under it, move it, and get rid of it. Anything that can destroy our walk, our talk, our testimony. Let not our good be evil spoken of in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Glory be to God. We need you, Father. We need you more today, in this hour, in this minute, in this very second than we did the last. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, let the heavens about our health, Father. Let the heavens be opened up to our health, Father God. Open us up to healing today, Father God. We come against heart diseases, anything. Hallelujah, that causes palpitations that shouldn't be there. Hallelujah, rapid heart, slow heart, tachycardia. Yes, Lord, I heard that. Tachycardia in the name of Jesus, slowness of the heart. Anything that can come against our heart, Father God, any heart disease, cholesterol, anything. If our numbers are up too high, if our numbers are down too low, Lord, we ask that you go through and massage the bloodline. Hallelujah, our blood from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet and wash our blood and cause a new to come through, blow new oxygen into us, Father God. Let's set aside every vessel that's trying to be constricted, Father, in the name of Jesus, that it would flow as you designed it to do, Father. Every vein, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus. We clean the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet for our health, Father God. We come against any spirit to try to eat up our flesh. In the name of Jesus, cancer from the head to the toe, Father God, all cancers, you know them, Father God, even the hidden tumors that's trying to find their way into lodging in parts of our bodies that have no place. Father, give us the right recipe. You are the source and you create resources. Whatever you have in this land that you can take us to, Father God, supernaturally, send us there, Father God, that we will have the cure. But you put the cure in man, Father God. You put the cure in man. Send us to that right favorable person, that right favorable doctor that has an answer, Father God, because he's working under the unction of you. Call his soul, Father God. We call his soul. Let the fire of God burn up everything that's trying to burn up in us. Kill the thing that's trying to kill us now in the name of Jesus. Speak over our health today, Father. We speak over our health because we know you have us in the palm of your hand. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Even though these weapons have touched, even though these weapons have had an opportunity to pick up their filthy heads, you said in your word in Malachi, none of our fruit will fall from the vine before her time. So we know those apples won't drop. We know those pears won't drop. We know a grape won't even drop to the ground until you're ready for it to be ripened. We speak that over our lives. We decree and declare that none of our fruit will fall from our vine before its time. We shall come forth. We shall finish up strong in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare those words because we know it is so. We operate according to God's timetable, God's divine timetable. Hallelujah. But I repeat, God's divine timetable and calendar. We decree and declare God's agenda is our agenda. All generational curses will have to leave us. It cannot stay with us. Go back to the forest from which you come. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. All generations will call us blessed. We decree and declare that we come against troublemakers, foreigners, scoffers, markers, expose all satanic imps that try to come against your children on today, Father God. We decree and declare that the angel of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, persecute them, cause a wind to be a shot. Wipe them out. Send them to the pits of hell. Send them into the pit, the very hole that they tried to dig for us. Let them fall in it. We decree and declare all cholesterol and cholesterol, hallelujah, sub-cholesterol, demons, turn like a wheel, my God, in confusion. Every act of witchcraft, prayer, tongues, hallelujah, be confused now. Because we know you, God, are not the author of confusion in our lives. But when the enemy rises up, you lift up a standard for us, Father, and cause a confusion in the camp, the very camp of incubation, cause it to be aborted It has no rule, no power over your people. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We claim complete deliverance, full salvation for our children now, Father God. We decree and declare we contend with evil powers that contend with our children. Our children will not suffer under the hand of Satan. We will, by our voice, by our declarations, we will pull our children away from the hand of the wicked. Speak it now. All satanic spirits, all satanic agents must let them go. We cause the Satan and his enemies, his hands to be tied, feet to be tied, and mouth to be closed. In the name of Jesus. Whoever the enemy is using, let the scales come off their eyes so they see and repent. We pray for their salvation, that they will not walk anymore in this defeat, in this usury. We decree and declare that we come against untimely death upon ourselves and our children and our families, our ministries. Glory be to God, our businesses. We cast out evil spirits of destruction and untimely death. My God, bless our children beyond measure, Father God, beyond our imagination, Father God. Let our children recover, Father God, from all the manipulation, all the powers of darkness, Father God. In the name of Jesus, deliver our children from satanic martyrs and evil altars. Hallelujah. Desert spirits, got them out there lost, walking around not knowing where they're going to or from. Hallelujah. There's a sound coming through the phone. Somebody's phone is unmuted. We decree and declare and abort every evil lie that's been told to them, to our children. Deliver, deliver, deliver our children from a vagabond spirit. A vagabond spirit trying to attach itself to our children. It causes to get fired on today and destroyed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that our children will be great and mighty in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, and we call on the brimstone and fire, the brimstone and fire for our children, for our families, for our ministry, for our government, our businesses, to be free from this deceit, to be free from the power that's trying to destroy our businesses. In the name of Jesus, let the powers, hallelujah, let the powers of God, the fire of God, come forth and open the things that are trying to be closed and rightly deserved to us. Against our finance, against our health, against our ministry, against our ministries, against our marriages. Hallelujah. All stubborn spirits, all stubborn situations, we decree and declare that the evil powers that are hacking the problems in our lives die and be destroyed by themselves, by their own tongues. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, glory, hallelujah, for your delivering power, Father God, for your delivering power. Hallelujah. And now, Lord, as we go into prayers, glory be to God, as we continue to go further into our prayers, delivering and decreeing and declaring, believing you say it is so, we pray for businesses. Because we are the way, Father God. We are the open way, Father God. You have a prosperity. You have a flow. Even in these tough times, you have a flow for us. You have a vote for us, Father God. And we call the combination, Father God, to be opened up to unto us. And we decree and declare that our businesses, in the name of Jesus, receive powers of heaven. Receive an open window, Father God, of heaven. Pour blessings into our business today, Father God. We decree and declare that every room in our business, hallelujah, begins to receive blessings. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the powers of God devour, rebuke and devour for our sake. Any powers that try to devour our business efforts, die immediately. We decree and declare it so. We take every curse placed upon our businesses, a spirit of robbery, we denounce it. Hallelujah. Any losses, we denounce it right now in the name of Jesus. We follow, that try to follow our businesses around. Die and die again. Hallelujah. As from today, we will bring our tithes into the storehouse. What tithes we make, Father God, in the name of Jesus, whether it be by day or by week or by month. We thank you, Lord. The enemy will not devour our tithes. in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we are more than enough. We have what it takes to make it in this land. But we have the power of God upon us. And with us, we come against falsehood and slander, speculations and accusations and misrepresentations in the name of Jesus. Any character of assassination to try to come against our good name. Paul the head and Father to bow down. How did I assume that it has to be with divine judgment against the liars and cast forth the lightning to scatter the lying spirit? In the name of Jesus, we will lose no ground. We will lose no territory. We decree and declare we stand firm today. Nothing will undermine our efforts in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We reverse the stigmas. We reverse the stigmas and declare that we have divine favor. Hallelujah. In these things we pray. And so much more, Father. And so much more. We plead the blood of Jesus on today. Have your way, Father. Hallelujah, we have the victory today. Speak again over the banking system. Hallelujah, the banking system. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, you cover our money, Father God. You cover our investments. We decree and declare that our money will not be trapped up in the lies and in the deceit of this world. Cover the banking system, Father God. Cover the governmental system, Father God. Cover, Father God. Cover our money, Father God. Cover the blessings that you put in our hands and we live in an honest way and we try to rotate our money the way you would have us to do. Cover us supernaturally in this season. Bank of America, Frost Bank. How about so that about to give? Cover our banking system, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Governmental banking. Yeshua HaMashiach, bless your name. Thank you, Father God, that your hand is upon each and every one of us in our household. I thank you, Father God, that you have us in the palm of your hand and you're molding and shaping us and keeping us in the way that you would have us to go. But in Psalm 32 and 8, you said that you would guide us with thine eye. We supernaturally know that we are being led and guided by you, Father God. Lead us into all truth. Teach us to know thy way and lead us in a plain path because of our enemies. And these things we pray in Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We say your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, 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 and amen. O Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I thank you so much for the leaders you have placed over us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Deacon Sanchez?
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord real quickly. God bless everybody on today. Preaching some traveling. God bless everybody. God bless you, Deacon Sanchez. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you, Elder Hunter. We welcome you all real quickly. There is a real quick shift in the line. How many know that God can shift us real quickly? And we bless each and every one of you all for joining us on this day and honor the Lord for the men and women of God and the kingdom leaders that are praying, Minister Brian, and to everybody today. We honor God for all that he's doing. It's really a quick shift. And I learned to interrupt the regular scheduled program to quickly release what God has given us right now. This is a critical time. I want to say to the people of God, first and foremost, we honor God for all that he's doing and sharing in the time that we're in is for the believer to really understand that information is very pivotal to our life. And intercession is very critical to the spirit realm and to those that are interceding on behalf of nations, countries, world, and people. But we have to maintain that criteria so that we don't lose the frequency of God in our life eternally and then externally. And saying that, you know, the word of God said in Psalm 50 and 5, it says, gather my saints unto me, those who have made covenant with him by sacrifice. It is time for the body of Christ to understand the power of the word called covenant. We need covenant right now more than anything. Not a contract, but covenant. Covenant believers know how to release, pray, stand, and share the word of God without throwing off systems in the world and throwing off systems among each other. When you are in a covenant relationship with the body of Christ, our assignment is to stay on course. Anytime you're on course in the kingdom of God, you're defeating the enemy, and you're not leaving room for what we call friendly fire. Anybody in military understand that word, friendly fire? In the body of Christ, there's so many things that are happening right now. And the bloodshed in the land is gigantuous. Many people's lives are at stake. So the believers must understand in the dispensations of where we are in 5783, the Jewish New Year or the Judaic calendar, is in an all-out warfare with the Gregorian calendar. People of God, right now, the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord God is moving heavily upon the land in three major areas. The transfer of the pattern, the transfer of wealth, and the transfer of frequency. So many of the believers right now who are faced with challenges, difficulties, let down, disappointment, hurt, frustration, are focusing on the slave mentality of the air. We're not in that right now. We're in a pivotal time where everything is being loosed to the people of God. Right now, anything you want based upon your pattern, your background, your history, your history, God is loosing those things to us. We are in such a pivotal window right now that there are many of us, the wealth of the unjust, the wealth of the wicked is absolutely ours right now. There's no other atmospheric shifting, but the entire world move of the seed of sound of increase. You name it, you can have it right now. We are in an unlimited mankind, especially the melanated people. And you guys can go ahead and invite everyone to come on, call a neighbor, call a friend, do what you need to do. This is a very pivotal moment that I'm in right now. Our enemy have no resource to stop us right now. Our enemy has no power to stop us right now. Our feeling we can shut down right now. What we think and we view and we think we have is absolutely out of order. Everything is in the favor of the melanated people. Now hear me. Coronavirus fooled us, confused us, made us feel like we were out of order, did something to the mind. Right now, in 5783, everything is in the favor of the melanated people, the darker-skinned people. So you don't have to fight. You don't have to ask. You don't have to beg God for anything. It is ours. Now, if you're housing unforgiveness, bitterness, rejection, you don't want to be on this line anymore. If you got issue with anybody, you need to call them up. Don't pray that. Don't bring that on the clock. We are in a very pivotal time. You can have anything you want at this very moment in history. The historicity calendar is in the favor of the melanated people, period. Anything you ask God for, it will happen, like instantaneously, simultaneously, quickly. the pressure we were dealing with in the last 3 years, you don't have that now. Only because it's in your mindset. That's the only way. Miracle signs and wonders. My sister, who the doctor gave her a diagnosis of cancer, she was going to die. She was going to die, and I want to bring her on the line. She was going to die dead of cancer. She went back to the doctor, and immediately they had to call the other doctors in, medical professionals. They couldn't find anything in her body. The atmospheric mood in the land is only belief. Not Christianity. Christianity is a pagan word created and established by the Jesuit order and the Catholic order in Constantine. All of those things were done based upon religion. That's what it was done. The crossroad was a cross that led the people to the road to Rome. When you wear a cross, it's a symbol of the road, crossroad of the cross that led to Rome when they defeated your country. Jesus died on a pole, a stick. That's exactly. If you study history, you'll find out. What am I saying? Right now, we are in the most critical time for the believers to have whatever you want. They want you to believe defeat, fear, scare tactics, manipulation. Believers, if you are a believer right now on this line and you operate in fear, hang up the phone. You don't want to be on this conference line any longer. The word of God said in Psalms 91, the 911 for us, there shall no plague come nigh your dwelling. Now, if you study the word dwelling in the actual Greek and Hebrew, you understand it means oneness with the Father. Anything in you that dwells, you are one with God himself, Elohim. Most High. When you see the word God in the Bible, it was created by the Jesuit order and the Catholic Church because they were trying to fool people to choose a God. So they gave you the word God. That's like homosexuality, perversion, you name it, lesbianism, butchers, and all those. They all try to put those things in the Bible and use the word love. God loves us all. He doesn't love a spirit that was created to come against the Most High of him. We use the word love to defend a perverse world, circumstances, situation, and people's mindset. Let me move forward from that. That's for free for those who are on here who don't understand their identity and in a crisis within themselves. Right now, men and women of God, whatever world, part of the world you're listening in, everything is in your favor. Listen to me. Whatever you open your mouth and say, it shall happen. October 2022, go Google it. Major world concert around the world of people, they counsel them. The reason being is ancient deity of Nimrod have no power over frequency, sound, width, depth, atmosphere, acoustic, concert, rhythm. Now, they have lost those inches. So you have to be very careful what you say out of your mouth. But if you were born for speaking from these emotional fixations, you would not have that power. So don't speak that over me, conference line, wherever we go. Everything has to be done by the sound now. Your sound has totally dominated the last 4, 5, matter of fact, for the beginning of time. Teleporting comes from the word television or telecommunication. TV, social media, copying, pasting, posting, all have created rhythmic frequency in people's brain waves. And people buy into these brain waves to believe God, Elohim, is not doing it. That's absolutely incorrect. The world as it stands will never be the same. We hear people talk about world order. There will never be a world order, a one world order. The world order was established in the book of Genesis, chapter number 11, when God came down and confused the languages. Now, before you ever had alphabet, and before you had woman numbers, and before you had number systems, and before you had even writing, everything was a sound. Everything was done. The colonial system of Queen Elizabeth is gone. The colonial system of her husband is gone. All of these ancient deities have been defeated. If you go over to the Word of God in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah is 52, creating 52 weeks. If you go over to Isaiah, 66 chapters that explain the 66 books that they have given us, which were 80 books, and one of them was the book of Enoch, was very powerful that they took out of it. Because it shows us that we have power to tell the angels exactly the details of what they should do. You have power to tell fallen angels called Nephilim, the actual Greek word means fallen, Nephilim, exactly what to do. Fear should not grip anybody, period. We have total authority now. We haven't let intimidating systems of the world dominate the mind of us. The body of Christ has been dominated by institution religion, institution doctrine, institution teaching, and systemic ways and systematic theology. Break away from the ranking style. That's what they call police officers. All of the hundreds of millions around the United States who are rank and file of men in blue. Why did they use blue? Because they knew blue was God's favorite color, and that means that word blue means one. Men in blue understood that. So as believers, we have to pray from authority, power, and prestige now. We have total power right now. There's nothing you do right now. God will respond. Everything you say, it is order. It will be 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. God is responding to the very call of the men and women of God in the earth realm. Your faith, faith means sound. The word of God says faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now listen to this. Hear. Hear has an ear. H-E-A-R. Hear. He that has an ear, let him hear. Hear hears itself. When they say faith come by hearing, faith, sound, comes by E-A. He that has a ear, hear, that means your ear, hears. That means the other ear hears your ear. Those are twins. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Now listen to this. Your sound has an ear to hear. Hear has an ear. Hear what your ear is saying to faith. Everything you want, beloved, you can have it. Anything you ask God for, you can have it. So many people are afraid to ask God because of slave mentality in your DNA. It really isn't in your DNA. Corona, shot, medication, issue, the world, mail, all of these things that create sensory peripheral damage. Write that round. Sensory peripheral damage. Sensory peripheral damage have created all of us the word defeat. Sensory peripheral damage have caused us to speak from these places. Money, wealth, billion, trillion, gold, silver, uranium, diamond, ours, the earth, ours, universe, ours, power, ours. We can have everything we want. Speak it and don't stop. Tell the element. You have elemental power. Speak to the element. The rain to stop raining. When the rain, oh, it's raining today. Who cares? You can call rain to stop. Snow. Speak to the snow. You can call it to melt. You have the power in your mouth. The word of God is all the word.
is all about sound. You dominate that realm. Queen Elizabeth, who dominated from 1952, born in 1926. 96, if you flip it around, you get 69. Everybody know what 69 doing in such a world. You know what it is. When you understand this perverse system, you'll dominate every realm in the world. We must understand right now, it's in your favor. If you want, you can put a shirt on called, it's my favor. I can have whatever I want, hands out. There's an unstoppable dimension we are in. Now, isn't it interesting? 6 feet apart, 6 feet distant, 6 feet away was all part of that system. Now, go over to YouTube and look up Dr. Crazy. His name is Fauci. You will see he was laughing at the world when he told them to wear the mask. When he sat down in the chair and he told the people, mask does not work. What was he saying? He's sold by the Bulgarian calendar, the Jesuit order, the Scottish Rite, Masonic order, bones and scale, secret society. People, stop following this mess. I have a prophetic word for the world. Stop following these ancient deities of Nimrod that's using sacred codes on the DNA of the melanated people who rule the world. You are the dominating world in the earth realm now. Nobody can stop you but yourself. You open your mouth, you speak against yourself, it's you. Don't speak against me. It will not work. I have power. And you have power. The word of God said, I will curse them that curse me. I will bless them that bless me. You can't curse a cheer. I carry a DNA that's a cheer. Only thing you can do if you think you can curse me is you'll turn on yourself. You can't curse a cheer. A cheer is the answer to every solution in the world. It's proven around the earth realm, the universe. Look at Daniel chapter number 2. Chapter number 1 of Daniel is not a fast. People that fast every year in January, you're wasting your time trying to fast when you don't take your health after those 21 days. The book of Daniel is not about a fast, chapter 1. It's about a habit, an eating regimen. That was not a fast. Daniel had a lifestyle. Everything they're putting out is poisoning us. You go to Walmart, the food don't last 5 to 6 days. It's poisoning your body. Listen to me. My doctor just told me I have a heart of a 30-year-old. He said, I can't believe it. 30-year-old. Your heart operates as a 30-year-old. You amaze me. Because you have to understand. He said, man, I was watching you on Facebook. Man, you preach the way you teach. You go. He said, man, your heart is so pure. My pressure, 129 over 84. That's like an 18-year-old. You have to take care of your health, beloved. Your health is critical to the earth realm. If everyone on here ate something green every day, your whole entire health would change in 7 days. If you ate something green every day for 1 week, watch your health change overnight. You can be 200 pounds, 300 pounds. The earth is the God in the fullness thereof. But when you read the word inhabitation, what do you inhabit in you? Inhabitation. Inhabit, tation. Taste it. Inhabitation. Let me say something. Queen Elizabeth is dead. Part 2, September 9th, 2022. She's gone. It's over now. That's the second thing. Her husband died. on April the 9th, 2021. That was the first day. Now, we got 6 days. Listen, one more six will determine the prophetic dimension of 1,000 years. Believers must know God is in, or Elohim, the Most High, is in total control of the earth realm, universe, continent. Everything is in his hand. Speak to your mountain, to your life. Don't defeat your DNA in this season. I told the people, whatever I want from God, I will have it. Whatever you want, the secret is open your mouth, speak to it, it shall be done. Keep your eye on the president, not our president, the other president that will be leading here. Keep your eye open. How many presidents do we have alive? Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, Obama, Donald Trump. All the other presidents are gone, and Biden, he's an incoming president. Keep your eyes open. Thank you. Something is coming, but it's in the favor of us. Something is coming that's against the enemy. If you watch world events, everything is in the favor of us. They're using black leaders to stand up against the causes. They don't have power to do anything. Everything that's happening right now is in the favor of the melanated people. They're using us to fight their battles because they can't do it. They are killing each other in the United States Congress, in the Senate, in every other city and municipality. The melanated people, let me just call us what we are. We're not African Americans in 1991. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and a few other Negro people met because of the nine ruling countries of the world families got together to choose who we will be. They call us African American. Africa is a name that was created by Emperor Africa. And they named it after his daughter, Africa. It's a Dutch name. You know why? Because we are greater than the Duchess of all of those emperors, rulers. It's a Dutch name. The Duchess of Windsor, the Duchess of this, Duchess of that. All of these are people that come into power, the Duchess. We are the chosen of God. Study your historicity, even stuff that's not even written in the book. And I know people are going to be mad. I'm not going to get scared. Ooh, y'all, you get scared by yourself. That's why they gave you the word ghost, Holy Ghost. It was Holy Spirit. They put ghost in there because they didn't understand the word spirit. So they call us ghost, Holy Ghost. They put it in the Bible. So when you hear the word Holy Ghost, they didn't understand. It was a ghost to them. We were holy people. Old Testament called it holy. When they came on the scene by the Bulgarian calendar, Jesuit or the Catholic Church, they gave us the ghost. They didn't understand ghost. So they gave us the word ghost. You know Casper the Friendly Ghost? That's where you get ghost from. We were spirit people, spirit led, ancient spirit. We were a spirited people. Everything you're seeing right now is all about the spirit realm. Your only control, now listen to this. Most of you are controlled by a system of money. We were a currency. When you were sold into slavery, your body made current. You were the current. In the field, your frequency created cotton. In the field, your frequency created the housing. You made money when you didn't even have money. They created a monetary system. In the Old Testament, everything was an exchange. Sugar for powder. That's why Jeremiah said, Isaiah said, you in the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 7, Elijah said, by this time tomorrow, would a shekel of flour be sold in the gate of Samaria and 2 shekels of barley? Why? Because current was done by an exchange. Spoken the exchange of flour. He spoken in exchange of what? Barley. Money fooled us. You have a sound in you that can get you anything you want. The American dollar has no value. The British pound has no value to anything. Money around the world, countries and world, they can give you $100 billion of that money and give it to America. You might get $500,000 of it. We control the world. I've been consulted by people around the world to tell what I'm sharing with many of you right now. And some of you won't get it because you're still religious. But I promise you, do not stop my blessing when I drive, live, move, and maneuver. You will not stop Prophet Matthew. You can't curse me, because if you think you can curse me, you'll die. You can't curse what God blessed. I am blessed. I am wealthy. I am phenomenal. I am the great. I am powerful. You better speak it over your life. You can have anything you want, hands down. Don't let nothing delay what God is doing. 5783 is not 2022. The Gregorian calendar knows you. You have more power in the earth realm than you ever can imagine. You want me to go deeper? I will. Listen to this. Semitic, Phoenician language. Before anything became a number system, alphabet, everything was written. Everything was a sound. Look at it. Look at it in the Bible. Everything was sound. Sound dominated. To try to figure you out, they created a system, number system. That's where you get geography from, in the Mason of the G on your Masonic order. If you bow, that means you give it up your right. God never told a man to bow. Period. I'm revealing things to societies and world. People wondering, how do you do this? Sound. Listen, hear. We got a lot of you on this conference line. Y'all busybody. You're so busybody, you can't hear from God. Text messages, on phone, driving, could kill the whole world, going swerving all on. Listen to God now. Shut this foolishness down now. If you want what you want from God, you have to silence yourself in a spirit realm. Everything you want, you can have it instantaneously. Chapter number 2 of Daniel was Daniel in chapter number 1, the word of God. Daniel said, I would not eat the meat of what? The Babylonian system. Nebuchadnezzar, a Babylonian deity god, and told the eunuch, if you would allow me to not eat, give me 10 days and I will prove to you. When King Nebuchadnezzar came before Daniel, he saw that they were so brilliant in what? Science. We are the scientists. We know every herb, every tree, every the wheat, the grass, humanity, universe. We know everything. They were brilliant in every area there was in the earth realm. We were the most brilliant people there were, the darker melanated people. We are in power right now. We were brilliant in every single area. We had the power and the ability to move, to maneuver, to go. Skillful knowledge, skillful wisdom, skillful understanding, skillful in science, everything we were skillful in. Go back. That's why they did what they did in the school system of the 60s, the 50s, the 80s, the 70s. We had rhythm and sound. We dominated the music industry before they sent the Jewish Zionists into the music industry and start having men cuss women out, call themselves, disrespect, all of this stuff, win hood. Do you know what hoods were? They put us in the hood. They took the hoods off of the Ku Klux Klan. I'm taking all of this stuff around the world to white leaders, ancient leaders around the world. We're wearing hoodies because they put the hoodies on us now. And they took the hoods off the Klansmen. And they gave it to us. Your sons and daughters buy hoodies. Why are your children wearing hoodies in their neighborhood? This is a slave mentality. Why are they wearing pants to their tail? Because it's just abound a bondage. I refuse to take wealth from millions of people to bring knowledge to our people. I'm going to wear a hood today. Come on. In 1933, 1700, white people wore hoods to hide their faces. Why your son and you buy a hoodie for your children? Trying to prove to the white man, well, we're going to wear hoods because they shot us. It was a setup when they did it in Florida. Stand your ground. They knew what they were doing. Bobby Rush get on the United States Congress floor and put on a hoodie. All of them white people in that Congress knew what he was wearing a hoodie for. They were laughing. It was a laughing stock. They wasn't shot because of hoodies. They showed you that they, what you did when they put on the hood, you were shooting them. Now they put on the hood and said, we can shoot you because we proved to you we're fooling you. Study your deep DNA. Understand the psychic of the world. Know what you're doing. But I'm wearing a hoodie. Look at your little boys and little girls wearing hoodies. I'm wearing a hoodie. Do you know what that's really about? Look at the hood that they put on. That was the Klansmen. All right. Let me stop. No, let me go on. You have to know what you're dealing with. Look at you women. They gave y'all a movie, The Woman King. When Queen Elizabeth died, they showed you all. They let black women do this to create more identity crisis for you sisters. You sisters should be marching against this mess that was given to you, a woman king. What are they saying to you all? Study what they're doing. Oh, it's not about that. Some pastor then. Oh, it's not about that. Be quiet, you little jelly-back, sissy-back pastors, down low faggot, sissy. You're not in God's will. You don't understand what you're doing. Prophet, be careful. No, I'm tired of this men being jelly-back and falling for the okey-doke. Be a man. You don't want to be a king? Get out of the way. You don't want to be a queen? Get out of the way. Me, real people want to be in a position. Now, if you want to talk about the Black Panther, let's go there. They know what they were doing. Queen Elizabeth died, and all of a sudden come out with a movie, Women King. Come on. Do you see what they're trying to do? They don't want you to be on the throne. That position is not being filled. If you follow that frequency, you'll never get the throne again that Queen Elizabeth stole. Understand your DNA, women. Understand your position. You want titles, but you don't even know your femininity. You don't know who you are. They raped you, beat you, abused you, killed you, took your children, destroyed your family. Nobody won't stand up because they're scary. I'm not scared to say it. Be who you are. You rule the earth with your femininity. Not your sexuality. Get back to who you are. Don't get mad at me. You didn't wear weave. You didn't wear all of that stuff. You didn't have all of that big old eyelashes, 12 feet long, and you almost blind yourself in the sun. You were beautiful women. You were created in the image of God. Japanese, Chinese, Korean, they take y'all in the shop, put all this stuff on you. They won't even wear eyelashes. They don't even wear the eyelashes. They put eyelashes on you. They didn't even talk about it. They won't wear what you have. Look at the weight on your eyes, putting eyelashes. Eyelashes. Look at this. Eyelashes. They're giving you a lash. Do you know what they call lashes in European? It's a whipping, a lash, eyelash. I'm trying to break code. That's why people call me from around the world to speak to them and break code. Eyelash. You cannot see. Your eyes are being defeated. You get a lash, so you cannot, don't know your role and your position. Eyelash. Lashes. They fooling you. They're trying to stop us. No, they try to stop you. I'm just giving you a code so you can understand. Why do they got government officials follow me, agents follow me, come into my house, putting stuff around my house, trying to figure me out? They cannot. They don't even have the power, period. Stop sleeping on your own destiny. Stop decoding yourself. You're powerful people. Men, be men. Follow. Be who you are. Operate. Be a leader. You're the leader. You're leading your home, your family. Don't drop your seed everywhere you go and think that's your power. You're being controlled by what's between your legs, not in your head. Stop it, men. You are the head. Why are y'all looking at me with that tone of voice? Can I talk real with you people? The sissies are preaching to you. Let a real man talk to you. You let sissies get in the pulpit and drop it like it's hot. Let me talk to real men. You're letting what's between your legs dominate you. Get what's in your head to dominate the world. You're the greatest mind in the world. You don't like it? Get off my line. Leave me alone. Don't bother me. That's why you follow me now, because you know I'm telling the truth. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't moving nowhere. You ain't moving, but you get deep. You're crammed in your seat, but you hear what I'm saying is true. And you can't, and nobody can refute it. Nobody. Jewish rabbis can't even challenge me hands down. They even call me. Look at Nicodemus. Did with Jesus in chapter number 3 of John. Read the entire book of John. It's all encrypted coded. Luke, Mark, Matthew, all encrypted in code. That whole entire Matthew, Mark, and Luke is encrypted with codes, secret codes of all the secret mysteries. Keep your eyes on the Catholic Church. They're under watch. Vatican City, Rome, Italy. It's all. People of God, believers, you've been sold a wolf ticket. How that all the churches closed down and all the clubs remained open. And then they gave you Clubhouse. How that all of these powerful preaching machines around the world fell for ancient deities and sold your own self down with fear. You are faith and help you up. Faith is a sound. Fear is a sound. Which one do you choose? Whatever you want. Stop selling yourself, bargaining yourself. You don't need a bank. You are the bank of the world. You are the what? Lenders, not the borrowers. They use your money on you. You put it in the bank, and then they give it back to you. whatever you want. You rule, you reign, you dominate. You are dominating people. Stop praying these foolish prayers. You have power in the spirit realm. Psalm 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. You are a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my pathway. Yet I'm young, but I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken. Never my seed should not beg. It's in you. Your seed should not beg in bread. You're the genealogy. And it shall come to pass in that day that the yoke shall be taken off your shoulder, the burdens from around your neck. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Anointing. God gave you the Jesus being the anointed one. You were already anointed in Isaiah. The power. Look at Exodus 25:23. I will bless your bread and your water, and no leaves shall come nigh you. You have power over water dimension. Drink a gallon of water every day. Your body will be healed. You're 80% in water in your body. You're 1%, 99% spirit. Body is 1%. It's trying to stop you. Flip the 6-6 over, and what do you get? 999. They don't want you to touch in that one dimension. That one dimension can rule the world. They gave you 666, 6 feet apart, 6 feet distance, 6 feet away. Flip it over, you get 999. If you got a 24 hours is 1,000 years, and the self same hour, you have power. Power over the earth realm. Speak to yourself. You dominate things. You're a dominant people. You control. You rule. It already proved it. It showed you. Now you're coming out. Now you. I don't want to mess with it. You're not a king. You can never be a king. What is this foolishness coming from? Again, Walt Disney World. Highest level is straight homosexual. CEO. All of them. You're feminine. You're a whole woman. You rule. You reign. I'm a Proverbs 30 woman. No, that was Lemuel. His mother was telling him how to look for a queen from Genesis. Read it from the beginning. Don't go in between. Lemuel's mother was telling him what to look for. A powerful woman who ruled the earth. Misconception of biblical thought, mind. I'm a Proverbs 31 woman. Then you know what it is. There's a mother talking to her son, who is a prince, is what to look for. Find a princess who will become a queen. Sickness hit black family, black women. So they mess with your DNA. They made you dominated. Charismatic shift. Get it into order, Satan. Get it back in order. Position yourself. You live longer. Look at white Americans. They're telling them to have more children now. By 300 years from now, they said they would be distinct. They would be literally distinct. 50 years. They're telling white women have more children, have children. Abortion law was set up. Overturning it, Roe versus Wade. I told you the night before they did that, go Google it or go look on my Facebook page. There's something coming in the Supreme Court the following morning. It happened. All of my stuff is documented. They even showed me my own information. How do you know this stuff? Not black people, European people.
to show me all myself. How did you know this is going to happen? How did you know this is going to happen? Who are you? Where do you come from? How do you able to explain this without serving a deity that we know, meeting in secret room, 9 people with hoods on their heads, Vatican meeting to actually speak to demons, and the demons don't want them to look at them. They have to wear hoods on their heads and put their head down on a table to get secrets. I'm far beyond that. You got to understand the power for what you carry. It's falling for this stuff. Wake up. Wake up. It's far greater than you have imagined. You dominate the world. There's universes out there far greater than us. Hemispheres, stratospheres, tropospheres, biospheres, lithospheres, heliospheres, they're there. Don't limit yourself. You're too busy fighting for material things, and then you pass it down to your children and they can't handle it, and you lose it. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Manasseh. The list goes on. The merited fat battles in the bloodline. Then he didn't preach Jews against Pharisees and Sadducees. Queen Princess Diana died in 1997, around that time. She connected with a tribe of Ishmael because of what her husband did, Charles. Follow me. Listen. She made a covenant when she married into the bloodline. Queen Elizabeth knew she couldn't alter it. That piece of lady that's married to the prince, the king now, she can't sit on the throne. Only one woman, she made a covenant to have those 2 boys. It can't be altered. Listen to me. When they took her out, when she tapped into the tribe, Ishmael. She knew what she was doing. It would have given power back to the original people. When God did what he did, he knew his DNA. 25 years later, study the number 25. They gave you December 25th. You said Jesus was born on a day that he was never born on. You celebrate him as your deity, God, the sun goddess. Y'all celebrate it. Those are ancient deities. That's paganism. And black people celebrate this pagan stuff. And you wonder why you don't have no money in January, February, and March. And you put your gift under the tree calling it. And what do they do? Because it's a pagan god that's taking your gift. Study it. You get a tree, put it in your house. Pan goddess, the god of the forest. You gave the pan goddess your gift. And you put it under a tree in your houses. And you celebrate that. Light. The god of light. Listen to this. Let me help you all out so you can understand what you're doing. You gave your gift to a pan goddess. That's what it gives you, pandemic. And you put a tree in your house. Look at what's happening to our culture. And put it in your tree, under your tree. The children open it up because he said, oh, I do it for my little children. That's why they're doing with their kids, the little kids.
They opened them up to the secret of a pan-goddess, a god of pandemic. And your children carry this pandemic and epidemics all through their life, celebrating God that want to contaminate their bloodline throughout history. Study it. I take it around the world and bless billions of people and they're blown away by it. Ancient festival. Pan goddess. Pandemic. Look it up. The pan goddess of nature, forest. Isn't it interesting? In Africa, they call it jungle. In every other country, they call them forest. Africa, they're jungle. Why can't they call you? Why don't you call your country? They were just talking about it. They blew up. Look, Ukraine. And they went into the forest of Ukraine. Why don't you call it jungles of Ukraine? Why do they call your continent a jungle? So they gave you the monkey, chimpanzee, gorilla. Very wise creature. Who's next in line? European people. Where are we at? We're the nine. Brilliant. Talented. Gifted. Study your culture, man, women. Men disrespect women. Why? Because you fall for it. Housewives of Atlanta. They should be ashamed of themselves. Look at the housewives of whatever that city of New Jersey. White women. They use you all to make a fool of yourself. We're in the middle of the greatest royal move. Why are they calling you king? But they don't want you on the throne to be queen. No one can sit on that throne. Stop trying to fall for the movie that they knew they gave you. And don't sit and give me an example. Oh, you should watch it. I don't watch no mess. I don't watch censor, trying to censor me, my mind. You're not a king, women, woman, lady, princess. You are a queen. You can never be me, and I'll never be you. I can't get pregnant, but I can give you a seed that can impregnate you. Let me say it one more time. I can never be pregnant, but I can give you a seed that can impregnate you. Those who are jumping on, go back and get the tape so you won't be confused and jump off the line and go over to Facebook and put it there with Prophet Matthew's there because you got on late. I'm teaching today. You know, you got church people that are always late, and then they come in there and then they want to give a prophetic word at the end of the service. We don't do that anymore. Right? Ain't no raising your hand, putting your tip up. God gave me a word. No. If you don't speak when I speak, I'm the last speaking voice at my church. Don't come back to my church trying it. Don't come back to the ministry trying to shift our ministry. You're not coming back to get power and position. You come back to submit under the authority of Lorraine Matthews and my leadership. That's for free if you follow me. We're not playing games in this season. I will rip you apart. I don't play that. This is a season that I will not give Jezebel any power, Delilah, any power. If you don't come back as a queen or a princess or a minion to serve under the authority, you won't survive in that place. You won't manipulate me, deceive me. I've been in a place with the Lord. I do not have time for it in this season.
Are you hearing me? This is a different time. We're moving at a pace far greater. It's acceleration time. We're excelling. We're moving. We're achieving. We're flowing. We're not digressing. You can't deceive me. You won't manipulate me. I'm officially a Jehu. Elijah called forth Jehu. Jehu killed Jezebel. I don't give her no room. We have to move with power and authority. A new task. New dispensation. We're in a time where the Spirit of the Lord God is living. Time of greatness. Rule and reign. The world knows its position, place. As people are in a strategic place. You have to know your place in the kingdom. God is doing many things for his people. We don't want to miss the glory of the time of God. God has his hand on people. Brace yourself for the move in the land. In the name of God and people of God. The powerful God. God has his hand on us. Elevated people. Rule, reign. In the realm of the Spirit. Intercessors, prayer warriors, ministry gifts, thanks to God. You have the power. You have the authority. You have everything you need. God has his hand on us. We are dominating as the Lord gave us to dominate in the spirit realm. And the dominating spirit has God's hand is upon our life. Walk in that place of power and authority. Know the power of God. The authority of God can be aligned from you and who you are. We're very powerful people. God has selected and chosen us. At such a time as this. Don't lose sight of your vision, who you are, men of God. Be who God told you to be. Follow the instruction of the Father. Understand your position. Understand who you are in God. The Word of God gave us a responsibility. A man ought to love his wife. Not anybody else. Not everybody else. And Yeshua. You're the church. You're the lead. All these men investing in a building and won't invest in a temple. The body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Spend more time in a bricks and mortar instead of the cell and organ and genes. Old Testament prophets were not 400, 500, 600 pounds. They were men of stature, status. They walked, breathed, and lived in the spiritual dimension. An apostle is not 400, 500 pounds. Prophet is 300, 400 pounds. she was. She kept her body under subjection. People who weigh all that weight, it's a spirit of perversion. Study it. Wait. Something is going on in the temple. All of this stuff about chemical imbalance, it doesn't have nothing to do with that. Know your genealogy, the gift, genius, the powerful people, unstoppable that they are. Oh, you're going to stop. God bless you on today. How are you? I teach the word. Break it down for you to understand. For your people, because you're sending white. White is a pure. I am purity. It's a clear. You have to know who you are in God. You're a special creation in the kingdom. Know who you are in God. Thank you, Elder Sanchez. Thank you, Elder Hunter. Thank you, Mary Teasley. Thank you, people of God. We honor the Lord for you all today. That was in a prayer. Prayer Warriors Intercessors Ministry gift. I bless the Lord for you. Now, if anyone have a question or comment for me at this time, the opportunity to ask your question. At this time, we are intercessors and prayer warriors. Have something in life, Faith.
Bless you, Prophet.
Bless you, woman of God.
Yeah, it's Evangelist Peasley. I just wanted to share in a confirmation of what you have spoken, that the Lord had given me a dream a couple of days ago, and he showed me an infrastructure of a building. And in an instant, as I was standing and looking up at the building, there were some walls on the sides, but the ceiling was kind of sparse. And then all of a sudden there was this huge, looked like a beam, but it turned out to be a huge carpet that was rolled very tightly. And the carpet came down and fell into the building and crashed the ceiling of the building. And then I heard him say, I'm calling to the carpet and destroying the infrastructure of the plans of the enemy and the secrets of what's been holding back the wealth of my people. And he began to just show me the different banks and different things that was going along where he was like, when that carpet fell, he started rolling it out, calling it to the carpet. So I just stand in agreement as I have with the words that the Lord has been speaking out of your mouth, and it was just a profound dream that he gave me. And I thank God that he's protecting everything that he has for us, and he is releasing the wealth that is ours that's been trying to be held back by the governmental secrets and lies, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless you on today. Thank you.
Bless you, Prophet.
You look at what's going on in the Treasury Department and the World Banking System, and everything that's been given to us is power and authority. The Federal Reserve, so much is given to God's people, but many people don't understand what's happening. Anyone else? Administrator Brian, bless you on today. Any final words over there? bless you on today. And I feel it says I use emotion for the masses and reasoning for the few. For the power. Knowing who you are. The power of who you are. And the power of where you are. You have to understand all of the fetuses and all of these shots that we're playing. Dr. Felt, you knew. But I don't want to go any further. I'll leave that alone. Let you do the study and the research. So. Anyone else from our, from the audience? Science Fiction Line, Blog Tribe, anyone will bring you in. All right. Kingdom leaders, appreciate you all today. We got four. Prophet. God bless you.
I'm sorry about that, Prophet. God bless you, Prophet.
No problem, everybody.
I just wanted to come on and say that I'm so blessed by the teaching. I'm just blessed by the teaching. It's potent, it's powerful, and it's just planted in truth. And I'm just thanking God for it. I'm thanking God for it because I was wondering, I was analyzing the woman king, the other. I don't understand because something in the world just started getting, a lot of people started getting hyped up about things. I began to sit back and just start analyzing. So, but you broke it down plainly and powerful. I just thank God for you, Prophet. Amen.
Amen. I know people are getting excited. They're excited because they're watching melanated people take the screen back. In 1906 and 1907, they paint the face of black people and put us on the stage to entertain the way they act. We watched Charlie Chaplin come on with a silent movie, and they made him well-known, Charlie Chaplin, with a Jewish guy. Everybody, if you know Charlie Chaplin, loved black people. That's why they put makeup on him. He died in 90-87, 90-something years old. Charlie Chaplin, we studied. He's the guy with the big little mustache like Adolf Hitler, Charlie Chaplin. Very well-known. Name was Charlie Chaplin. Go look him up. He was a silent movie guy back in 1900s with all the silent movies. Very creative person. But you have to know the power of who you are. The greatness. How good you are. And this movie, Lion, or whatever they call it, Woman King, they know they made that movie at the time because they knew the women were taking thrones, the position back, the rulership back. And they try to make him king. Come on, people of God. Wake up. I'm going to say women. Wake up to your power. Wake up to your authority.
And one more thing, Prophet.
Yes. No.
Oh, I'm sorry again. And then how they made masculine. They made the women masculine in the movie as well. That's why I realized that as well. Just watching the previews of it. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then you did explain to why they did. I said, why did they? I said, okay, after Queen Elizabeth died, then they're going to make them women kings. But you explained it. I thank God for you. Okay. That's all I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Everything has sensory peripheral. The plan to take the throne. Enemy knows what he's trying to do. All right, thanks to God. That's it for me. God bless you all on today. Join me with Drive-By with the Prophet. We're excited about what God is doing. We're standing on the Word of God. You're not going to get, I tell people, you're not going to get teaching like this in anywhere. I just say in certain places, you ain't going to get it anywhere. You're going to get it from right here and make it so you can understand that biblically the times and the seasons of what God is doing. God is so awesome. Know your God. The Word of God said, they that know their God will do great exploits. Power of the presence of the Lord. Rule and reign. Know your position and authority. And watch God move over your life. All right. Thanks to God and people of God. Elder Samuel Hunter, who blessed us Tuesday night. Bless you, Elder Hunter. Elder Sanchez. Bless you, man of God. Men of God of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Appreciate the great men of God of our ministry.
Thank you, Pastor.
Anton. Moore. Brother Terry. Men of God of Restoration. Thank you so much. Appreciate you all. Angela Johnson's son who played the drum. Great men of the ministry. Pastor Brother Brown, Anthony Brown, men of our ministry. We appreciate you, great men of God. All right, Ella Sanchez, come on in real quickly. Unmute your line, man of God. You were going into the prayer realm. Come on in, great kingdom leader. Come on in. Bless the Lord. Deacon Sanchez. Bless the Lord for him today. Elder Hunter, is Deacon Sanchez on?
I don't believe so, Prophet.
Okay. We thank God for him today. I know he was attending some things with his wife. It was awesome. Yeah. With his wife today. Tell him to jump back on real quick if you can get him on. Thank
okay.
to God. We thank God for the men of God. The power of the man. Thank God for the great women of God and all that they're doing. Gifted, talented. Not taken away from you all. Thank God for our administrative team. Administrative is the Bible. Sister Chanel, bless you on today. Thank God for our great prayer warrior, Dr. Carlina Wilkes, who wrote the book on divorce, powerful book you need to purchase. Thank God for Team Virginia, Team Indiana, Team Texas, Team Illinois. Preparing ourselves for our great conference coming up, Family Value Conference 2022. Thank the God, it's going to be powerful. October 28th, 29th, and 30th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is going to be powerful. We got one workshop Saturday, powerful service. Saturday night, Mother Ellen Allen, the late Bishop Rand Allen White, will be blessing us on Saturday night. Official night. Sunday morning, powerful. Flexion time. Don't want to miss it. Workshop, Bishop Jesse Williams. Some of you missed him when he taught on relationships. This is Family Value Conference. Friday night, special guest. Don't want to miss our guest Friday night. It's going to bless your heart. Yeah. Somebody been sending me information on T.D. Jakes passing the mantle to his daughter. You got to listen to what he said. Great man of God.
great, great kingdom leader. God is at the center. When you're watching the atmospheric shift, watching that, the universe shift, what God has for us. Yeah. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you, people of God. All the great teachers. Sister Tracy Pollard, bless you, woman of God. And a birthday, bless the Lord, Father. Many of you have a birthday. Administrator Richard Bryan, granddaughter, homecoming queen. That's what I'm talking about. Not a king. They made a homecoming queen. Are you hearing it? You want homecoming queen. That's Minister Richard Bryan. Granddaughter.
Replay.
Diana.
Continue recording. Press 2.
Queen, not a king. You can't have a queen if you don't have a king. That's why Queen Elizabeth didn't survive that long. King established the queen. And we bless the Lord. Anyone else today? Bless the Lord for you all, great kingdom leaders. Honoring the Lord. How would that be? Look at God. Look at that. Sister Tina Rice, San Antonio, Texas, powerful conference. Bless you, woman of God. And the Lord, please.
God bless you, sir.
Apostle Murray Simmons, King Murray Simmons, not a queen, your king, man.
I know that's right. Bless you, sir. Amen. Jump in right quick, man. I'm telling you, Dr. Yu. Man, listening to what the Lord giving you to release such prophetic insight and revelation, man. Thank God for Code Breakers. Man, you just released so much, and it was almost like what you were releasing, it had the kingdom of darkness silent. You could hear a pin drop, man, and I just felt it in the realm of the spirit, and just say, man, to God, stay in that flow, stay in that vein, stay in that place that God has given you, man, to be a voice, a sound, a prophetic voice for this end times. And it's powerful, man, powerful. It's almost like it ties into a dream that I had this morning. I shared it on our prayer call earlier today because the woman of God confirmed it and affirmed it. Man of God, I had this dream,
yeah.
And I was dreaming that there was a handful of people, it wasn't many, and I knew it was like a remnant. It was a handful of people, man. We was like going from city to city. And when we were opening up our mouths, I saw swords coming out of our mouths. And the Lord let me know that through allowing the sword come out of our mouth, and he was talking about making declarations, he was speaking the things out of our mouth and it would happen for us. And I definitely believe that. And I heard the Lord remind me, he says, only one agenda, and that's mine. That's a kingdom agenda.
There
and
you go.
Thank God for you dealing with the religious world, the church, man, and trying to break people out of that bewitchment and out of that mindset that has really manipulated and controlled them, as Evangelist Teague said, to miss the opportunity to really be blessed and prosperous. So I just thank God for you, man, for being that sound, that voice that God is using in Eli's days, man. It's powerful. And I bless God. I bless God, man. I'm just sitting back here. I'm just eating it all up, man. I'm telling you, my cup is full today. So I'm eating it. Bless you on today.
Amen. Bless you too, man of God. We honor the Lord that we all are on the same page and the same frequency. And they understand sound. That's why over in Mecca, when they blow that, when you hear that big old horn, people go out and pray three times a day to a wall. They understand that frequency, how powerful it is. Sound of the shofar, the dimension for which we're in. All right, anybody else today? Thank you, Apostle Murray Simmons, Restoration Truth Ministry, Hampton, Virginia, Newport News, Virginia, Kingdom Carrier in the earth realm. thank God for you all today. Once again, people of God, stay in the place of God. Let the Lord will be done in you and through you. Don't look backwards. Stay forward. What God has for you. All right, if you want a copy of today's teaching, some of you need to get the copy because some people came in on the last minute and they heard what I said. And I don't want you to jump on Facebook and record the wrong information because people can do that when they don't get on properly. For a copy of today's teaching in its entirety, go to blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lorraine Matthews, blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lorraine Matthews. That's for today's date, September 28th, 2022. Well, normally you'll be blessed by if you want to be a blessing to the ministry. Some people, y'all got silence on me today, but it's okay. Silence is my silence. Your silence can't be misquoted. My speaking will be dominated so people can understand, so they can know what God is saying to them in them and through them on today. Bless the Lord for you, and you on today. This is a great time in the world and the earth realm what God is doing for his people. I just spoke a sound into the DNA of people who don't even, they move way past the currency. The sound can speak to mountains and change the creativity of the earth realm. All those things that be not as though they were, speak it into existence. Whatever you desire, it's yours. God will not stop those who understand sound. You can speak it, decree it, declare it, it is yours. Sound moves at 1,128 feet per second. It's 86,700 seconds in a day. 86,700 seconds in a day. Speak to that dimension. Whatever you want by the end of the day, it shall be yours. He said, take no thought for your tomorrow because your sound dominates today. Tomorrow, and take thoughts of the things of themselves. Speak it into this 24-hour frequency and watch the power of God begin to move. Water responds to sound. Speak to it. Jesus preached on the water, and the waves of the water responded to him. Frequency, atmosphere, pick it up in the spiritual dimension, demon realm. That's what Satan told Jesus in the last frequency of Matthew 4:10. He said, bow down and worship me. Give me your sound, words that will shift. Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan. The word of the Lord God said, Satan, leave it for a season. Why? Because season means that God sees his son rule the earth. Season. See, son, Satan don't have power over you. You dominate. All right, people of God, have a phenomenal day in the Lord has today. We'll talk to you soon, and shalom in your court is my prayer for you all today. God bless you.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Lerone Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Lerone Matthews on Facebook and Lerone Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The new book is coming soon.
The latest from Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon.
Written by Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon. Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.